Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
This week we're exploring a little bit further the concept of lying, having a look at the frequency of lying, at some of the reasons why people lie. So there's a lot of discussion about the truth and the impact of lies, and deceit cause huge issues between people, interpersonally, in workplaces, in friendships, in relationships, and also can have the potential to cause huge issues within ourselves. If we believe untruths about ourselves and they start to cloud our perception, our belief in ourselves, and eventually then we start to even doubt our own self-worth. But having said that, lies are frequently common, and Robert Feldman from the University of Massachusetts published a study recently in the Journal of Basic and Applied Psychology, a study where the team actually took two strangers and had them communicate, talk with each other for 10 minutes. These interactions were recorded, they were reviewed, and at the end of the interview, both parties actually reported that they'd been entirely truthful in that encounter. But upon reviewing these tapes and actually having the people self-report the truthfulness of the things that they were saying, approximately 60% of subjects actually lied during the encounter to preserve their own image, to paint a picture of themselves that they would like the other person to see, to appear more interesting, and for a variety of reasons. And Feldman actually found that on average, people in this situation actually lied about 2.9 times in that 10-minute first encounter with a stranger. So lying is something that is frightfully common. Some theorists actually hypothesize that some of the reasons that we actually do tell small white lies is to actually maintain the social glue and the cohesion between people, and even allows groups of people in our social world to actually be together, because we often lie to connect with people and to be seen in a certain way, and that's normally about maintaining our status as one of the group. Some of the lies we also tell ourselves might actually be quite useful. Recent research has actually found that in a number of cases, when people are asked to talk about the lies that they tell in small and controlled social situations, it's understood that the lies are actually representative of actual desired goals, of end states, of the way that people would actually like to see themselves, and can actually then help people to tune into the direction of their desire. And this can actually increase their motivation to work towards that desired end state. So sometimes the lies that we tell ourselves actually say a little bit about how we'd like to be, and this can be really, really important in helping us to get there. So everyone can find their own truth this week with Mind Games.